everyone, and thank you for tuning to my podcast, Supernatural Choices. I'm your host, Joe. Each week, I discuss the pros and the cons of being a supernatural being in our modern world. This week, I'm going to talk about demon slayers, specifically demon slayers from the Japanese animated TV show, Demon Slayer. I'm super excited about it, and I'm going to go over a brief history. I'm going to describe that world that they live in. I'm also going to talk about some of the cool parts of being a demon slayer in our modern world, and obviously what are going to be some of the bad parts about being a demon slayer in our modern world. And I'm going to give you my overall opinion on whether or not that's something that really would be any type of appealing option. So let's get right into it. Just really for anybody that is not aware of the TV show Demon Slayer, it's a really fascinating Japanese anime. It's on Crunchyroll, among other some of the streaming services. It started out as a manga series that really ran from 2016 to the present. 2020 was the end of it. There was a TV show that started streaming on, I saw it on Crunchyroll, and just amazing. And from there, it really just exploded in popularity. It's really the manga series, one of the number one of all time. They came up with late 2020. There was a movie that got introduced, and it's been beating all the records, including one of the Spirited Away. It's one of the highest grossing Japanese movies that's been released in Japan. So it's just been a phenomenal, great success. Now, with that being said, unfortunately, as a present, they haven't released it in America yet, so I haven't had a chance to see the actual movie yet. But I'm super excited. As soon as I can see it, I will go out and see it. Now, when we're looking at the world of demon slayers, it is a very fascinating world that they live in, where you have the main character. Just to give you a brief overall of the story, the main character, his name is Tanjiro, is the main character's name. Excuse me if I butcher those names. I'm obviously not Japanese. But his sister is Nezuko. And it's a real fascinating story between the main character and his sister. At one point, very in the beginning, they're living their quiet little life. And somewhere along the line, their house is attacked by a demon. The demon curses or infects his sister. And the main character, instead of killing his sister like you would normally think on there, he goes out and actually really tries to save his sister, tries to find a cure for his sister, and keeps her with him at all times. He later joins an organization of demon slayers. There's an entire group that's run by demon slayers, and they're all very different. They're all very weird, and they're really some interesting creatures, the demon slayers themselves. They go through a lot of trials as far as when you want to become a demon slayer. There's a lot of training that goes into it. You finally get sent in a forest that's full of demons, and you have to go from one side of the forest to the other and survive. And if you survive, you're officially a demon slayer. And the main character, he does a great job. He goes right on through it. So he goes through, and at the point where they end in the manga series, is that he goes on through the actual process of becoming a demon slayer, and he actually goes out and hunts and kills demons, several of them, as a matter of fact. And he does a great job. And the show really, it shows a lot of the character. It shows a lot of the heart. It shows a lot of the effort that the main character goes through to save his sister. And he does not abandon her at all. He's right there. In fact, as he's going around fighting demons, he has his sister inside his back, inside a little basket. He's carrying her the whole time because he wants to keep her close, and he wants to save her. And eventually, she develops the ability to interact and respond, and she doesn't need to feed on humans like the other demons does, and she helps them also too. So it's a really just great, fascinating story. I love the premise of it, that they're inside this world, and she's really trying to help out his sister. you know, when we look at what's going on inside as far as with the demons themselves, I just want to take a second to describe it. They're a lot like vampires, is what they are, but they are not vampires. It's something that's totally different. It's what it is. But with the demons, what they are is that they're humans that have sold their souls for the superpowers. And what the show does a really great job of is showing the trauma that is going on inside these individuals' lives and why they would make that choice that they did as far as them becoming the demons. So they sell their souls and they get this power, and the power of the demon. And as a result, they do have some, there are some limitations that come with being a demon. The first one is that you really need to kill and feed on humans. It is one of the things that the demons are required to do. And the other thing is that they lose most of their human memories. So they completely forget what it was like to be a human. For the most part, most of them do. There's only three that were demons that could still remember and understand what it was like being human. But for the most part, they lose their memories on what it's like to be human, and they just try to kill and feed on as many humans as possible. The more they kill and feed on humans, the stronger that they get. And that's one of the things that really drives them. Now, one of the pieces as far as with being a demon is that the only way that you can kill the demon is really with decapitation. And it's got to be with a special steel sword that's kind of like this sun sword. That's the only way that you can kill the demon. There's like a very few ways. Like that's one way. The other way, there's a poison that comes from this flower. And if they get the flower inside them, then they can die that way also. Then there is exposure to sunlight. They cannot go into the sun. They'll burn to a crisp is what they'll do. And the other way that they can die is through a curse. So one of the main demons, his name's Muzan. And what he does is when he goes around, he infects the lesser demons with his own blood. And that's how they become demons. But a big part is that he uses that time when he infects them to really control them, where he can see the things that they see, he can hear the things they can hear, and at some point he's confronting some other demons and he can actually read and understand their thoughts and know what they're thinking, which is really fascinating. But part of that, like I mentioned, is that he will put a curse on those individuals so that he can kill them, even if they're not there inside of him, the demons. I mean, he can kill the demons, even if they're not present with him, if they're far away, he can just hit an instant button and really just kill the demons right off the bat. So that's really the four main ways that they can die, you know, looking at decapitation, the poison from the flower, sunlight, and then there is the curse is what there is. Like I mentioned before, the more they feed on humans, the stronger they get. And the what they call it is the blood demon art is what they call it. They have all kind of abilities. There's immortality. They can regenerate really fast. They got inhuman physical abilities, and they can shapeshift, and they can grow bigger or smaller depending on what's really needed. The interesting part is that because of their ability to shapeshift and the ability to grow and regenerate, that's what makes it so hard to kill them. And why you need to have that special sword in order to make sure they kill them. But still, even if with the special sword, you must cut their head off is what you need to do. But there's that part to demons, and they're really fascinating, interesting pieces inside there. And there's quite a bit of them. And they have their own separate organization that they operate underneath. But like I mentioned, as far as with demon slayers, that's what the main character is. And a big part of being a demon slayer is learning this breathing technique where the demon slayer, they're able to breathe in oxygen and they're able to use it and focus in order for them to operate super fast, super strong, and they can do some really amazing things. They can push themselves beyond the bounds of a normal human. What that really reminds me of is JoJo's Bizarre Adventures, the other Japanese animated cartoon where they call it Hamen is what they call it, and is breathing, it is chi, it's all those things put together. And with that ability, they're able to, the characters inside, they're able to do supernatural things. And at the same time, they're actually fighting vampires is what they are. So there is that similarity between JoJo's Bizarre Adventure and Demon Slayer. But I like both shows, so there's no hate going on there. Now, like I mentioned, as far as with demons, the only way that you can kill them is with a special sword. And that sword, when the Demon Slayers, they become official Demon Slayers, they survive the forest, they will then get that special sword is what they'll do. And it's pretty cool. And I really do enjoy seeing how they're interacting, how they're fighting, and all the things that's going on with that show on there. So bringing it back to our world, as far as, you know, looking at if you were given an option of being an actual, and I'm not even going to assume anybody would choose to be the demon part on there. There are just too many hangups and too many downsides to it. Even with those special physical abilities and whatnot, it's kind of like the vampire is, like I mentioned before, like you're going to have to drink blood. That's going to be something that's going to be a lot to deal with. And then also, like, there's that gentleman, Muzan, who can control your thoughts and can, you know, kill you in an instant, and you're forever loyal to this person. So as far as being at the demon part of things, that's a non-option. That is just something that is, there's really no good points of being that. But on the actual Demon Slayer side of things, you know, some of the cool points of being a Demon Slayer inside our modern world, you know, obviously there's the fighting evil and, you know, living up for justice, righteous, and destroying any type of things that's hurting other people. Then there's those new abilities, the running fast, being super strong, and all the things that go along with learning those breathing techniques, fighting with the sword. I mean, that was just, you know, super awesome and great from that standpoint. It is kind of something with Demon Slayers because they do have a really hardcore group of Demon Slayers that are almost like monsters themselves, and they really go out. They want to kill demons. They're very good at their job, and they can coordinate. They can operate as a group, or they can operate as an individual. So it's just really nice, and it seems like that the organization themselves is a very well-run organization. It's got a lot of background, obviously, in Japanese culture, and it seems like there's a lot of respect. There's a lot of organization that goes along with it. So those are some of the cool parts. And when you think about it from a modern standpoint, you know, just really the fighting the evil part, being part of that organization would be really cool. But there's some huge bad parts to it on there as far as being a Demon Slayer in the modern world. The first part is going to be surviving that training. It is quite a bit as far as in the main character. He has to cut through a giant boulder with his sword. It took him a while to figure out and a while for him to do it. Even before that, he was running up and down through the forest, and there was like bombs going off, and there was all kind of booby traps in there. And it was really to activate his body and to get his body in a position where it could really start understanding and feeling and to operate almost like on the next level. But he got hurt a lot during that training, and it was something where, you know, easily he could have died during that training. So going through that training is going to be quite a bit all by itself. And obviously the first big test is trying to survive in the forest with those demons that are inside the forest there. And in the TV show, what they in the manga, what they had was that they were supposed to only just be the low-level demons that were inside. But somehow or another, one of the low-level demons started combining with the other demons that he, or demon slayers that he ate. and became a very high level demon inside the Force. And he just went on a rampage and just went going through and just killing folks for years until finally the main character was able to take him out. So it just it's one of those things to where just trying to survive that training is a tough thing because there's no guarantees from it. Folks were dying right and left. Even on their first mission, there was people, demon slayers, dying right and left because they didn't have the experience. So and all those things take time is what it does. The next thing that's going to be a problem is really just this being on the job and how that process go. There's a lot of on the job training is what it seems like, where the main character is really, once he gets a sword and he goes out and he's official demon slayer, it's like, all right, buddy, go on your mission. Go out and here's your mission. There's a demon here. Go find him and kill him. And there's all kind of problems that come from that. I mean, it's one thing to go through the training and think you understand it. Then it's a whole other thing that you're meeting up these variety of demons that got all these different powers. One demon could control rooms and flip-flop around through things. It was his first mission was really difficult for him to get through. And there was no guidance. There was no great Obi-Wan Kenobi trying to lead his young Padawan through this process. No, he was all by himself and just out there trying to fight and kill demons all by himself. So that's a problem as far as, you know, once you think you're done with the training, it's like, all right, it's time for you to sink or swim, is what it seemed like it was coming down to. There was also the process of his actual jobs that he would finish one job and then all of a sudden you get a bird that comes and tells you, okay, this is where your next job is. There didn't seem to be any vacations, PTO time. There was no, hey, I just finished this mission that took me a few days, almost died several times. It's time for me to take a nap or vacation or some kind of trauma therapy. No, there wasn't any of that stuff. It was just like from one mission to another is what it was. So it's a bit of a huge problem as far as not having a true break between these horrific missions that the main character is going through on there. So that's going to be a problem. And like I mentioned before about some of the demons, they are very tough. They got all these different special abilities is what they have. And you got to figure things out right there on the spot as far as how to attack them and how to kill them. There was one demon that was the part of this whole spider network. And it wasn't just a single demon. He had a whole host of demons that was there over there working with him. There was like some 30 demons all inside this force. And they were just killing people right and left. They all had different abilities that was somewhat related to spiders. So it was causing all kind of havoc and problems. So trying to survive through this environment where you don't even know how many demons are there. That's huge. You could try to take a job you think is going to be easy and simple, but it turns out to be a much bigger job than it is. And just like in the show, man, those demon slayers, they were dying right and left inside that force, is what it was. And they had multiple bodies that's been there for a long time. So that is an issue as far as the actual going on these missions by themselves. In addition, death was a real thing. There's no comeback from death or anything like that. There's no reset button. There's no resurrection. So you're out there fighting with your sword and that's it. Another thing that could be a problem is having some bad partners. And in the very beginning, it was interesting. There was this character Inosuke. He was just kind of like a madman. It's a gentleman that's got the two swords and he's got the pig head. He's going well, just trying to cut everybody up, trying to fight everybody, not operating as a team. He was just completely just an insane maniac is what it was. So that's, and there was other folks that was demon slayers. Like I mentioned before, some of the top demon slayers, they were pretty much monsters all by themselves in various forms. But, you know, they looked about as human as a monster could be, but they were very strong, but they were completely psychotic, ready to fight, ready to kill, and from that standpoint. So it's a part of that issue as far as, they're a very well-run organization and they're great at killing demons, but a lot of times they don't seem like they're listening to reason, and it seems like really just a maniac would be attracted to it, and the maniac is going to be at the top level. So having your partner, somebody that's going to be able to keep your back and going to be able to help you out throughout the entire thing, it could be a challenge. You never know what kind of partner that you can get. And because on the other hand, there was this character, was his name was Zenitsu is what it was. He had the yellow outfit, the blonde hair. He was kind of like a cowardly guy and everything. And there was times when he would go to sleep and then he'd just be this, you know, great, awesome fighter. And he would do a great job as far as helping on there. But he was hot and cold as far as like trying to be having a partner that's dependent upon, that you can depend upon. He was all over the place. And that have a partner that you think is going to have your back, and then all of a sudden he starts cowering away, I mean, that's going to get you killed is what it is on there. But again, with this whole Demon Slayer process, there is it's a lot to it on there. It is what it comes down to as far as having a partner and somebody that you can rely on. You know, final piece is really looking at from a, you know, being a Demon Slayer inside like our modern world, it's really the money also. When you think about it, there's a part of it that, as far as fighting evil, doing the right thing, those new abilities and the great, amazing adventures that you can go on. But it seems as though like they didn't get hardly any money. As far as it is, they definitely wasn't getting millions of dollars. There was not buying Ferraris and driving around from that standpoint. There was none of that stuff going on. It was just, hey, you go fight demons, go fight demons, go fight demons. That's all it was. And to do a job where you can be risking your life, where you could die in any moment, you can be killed by a demon or who knows what, you know, out there. You got to say some type of compensation, got to get some type of joy out of it. It's one of those things where the main character, his drive is that he wants to save his sister. So that's why he's doing it. The other character, Inosuke, the guy with the two swords, he just seems like a guy who just wanted to fight. It's what he wanted to do. And he really didn't care if it was demons or if it was actually the Demon Slayers. He just wanted to fight. So for them, that makes sense as far as, but for anybody else, because you're still going to have your bills that you got to pay. You still got things that you want to do as far as trying to live. So to do this incredibly dangerous job where you can get killed in any moment and not get paid any money, it's just something that's like, I don't know if that's worth it on there. Now, as far as my overall assessment, I would look at the whole thing as far as being Demon Slayer as a no-go, especially if you're a person that has a family, you got friends or from that standpoint. It just is too risky, too many ways that you can die. At the same time, the training's poor, and at the same time, you really don't make millions of dollars doing it. You don't make hardly, it seems like as though you're just doing it just to do it on there. So if you were given that option to be a Demon Slayer instead of a modern world, I would say just pass. Don't do it. Go ahead and just keep on walking is what you should do. Hey guys, I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I release a new episode every week. If you enjoyed it, be sure to hit the subscribe and leave a review on your listening device. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at @Mallet_Joseph, which is @MALLETT _JOSEPH. Thank you very much for listening, and please stay weird.